Getting started.
Good morning, everybody.
I got Keon.
Okay, you got it.
Great morning, everybody. Great morning. This is Prophetess Copeland. What an awesome day. Glad to be on this morning. Glad to be on and just remind us how good God is and how God can do all things in our life but fail. And just remind us, if we continue to open up our mouth, glory to God this morning. I'm excited this morning because the words that's coming out of our mouth, that's the things that we're going to see. But we got to say something. If you don't say nothing, you won't see nothing. As on this journey, I've been on this journey with God. I'm learning day by day. I got to open up my mouth. I got to say what I want to see. I got to speak the word of God because I'm reminded of the scripture that the word say heaven and earth will pass away. Glory to God this morning. But he said his word. It's his word, God, that I'm speaking. I'm speaking his word in faith, knowing that God will never fail us, God. He will never fail us. We got to believe the word of God. Trials and tribulation will come. They will come. He never told us that every day was going to be perfect, but he did guarantee us a promise, God. He said that, look, I'll never, never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Never. So as we go through the trials and tribulations, as we go through our daily routine, we got to remind ourselves, I got somebody with me. Come on, somebody. I got somebody with me who said he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. Somebody that knows the plan. Glory to God. Somebody that knows the plan for my life. Even though I don't understand the plan every day, this person that's with me, my Father, my Jehovah Rapha, my Jehovah Jireh, say he got the plan for me, but I got to be willing to tap into his plan. Not my plan, his plan, because his plan is perfect. His plan is going to give us a hope. Come on, somebody. Glory to God this morning. His plan is a guarantee that it's going to give me a hope, even when I don't see the hope, even when I don't see the breakthrough, even when I don't see the healing. He promised, come on, somebody this morning, that he's going to give me a hope and a future. And what he give me, oh, glory to God this morning, it's not going to add any sorrows. Oh, come on, somebody. So I got to know, I got to tap into what God got for me. Because what I got, you know, my mind sometimes, it'll stir away and I want to do what I want to do. But you know what I've learned as I'm going through this illness that I've been going through, I got to trust the word of God. I got to trust that if I say it and I say it in faith, I'm going to see it, guys. I'm going to see it. That's what I want to tell you this morning. Don't give up on your words. Don't give up on the promises of God, because all his promises for our life, God, they are yea and they are amen. And some things we go through, we question, why me, God? You know what? Why not you? Why not you to be the one that he know what he done put in you? Come on, somebody. Because God done put a lot in some of us, and we want to hold it. He said, no, somebody got to see the glory. Somebody got to hear the testimony. Somebody got to know that I'm real. And you know what? I'm trusting you to go through. I'm trusting you to carry this burden. I'm trusting you to walk around and be a testimony for me. God is trusting you with what you're going through. Yeah, it don't feel good. It don't feel good every day, what you're going through, what you got to deal with. But you got to know, I'm doing it for God. I'm doing this for God. He's the one that I'm gonna be glorified after this. Tell yourself, after this right here, because it going to work. It's going to work because my mindset done transformed. Come on, somebody. My mindset done transformed. I don't look at everything as if it bad or God punishing me. I look at it if I'm going through it for God. And whatever I go through for God, God is going to reward me. Because you know what? He tell us in the word, he reward those. Come on, somebody. He reward those that diligently seek him. See, as I go through, glory to God this morning, God, I thank you this morning. As I go through this journey, come on, somebody, I got to tell myself there's a reward at the end. I got to keep moving. See, I can't stop. I can't get stuck. I can't give up. I can't get weary. I can't say I'm going to throw in the towel because you know what? Because I know God been too good to me. And I know if he done brought me this far, glory to God this morning, he ain't brought me this far. Come on, somebody. He ain't brought me this far to leave me, guys. He ain't brought you this far to leave you. He has a reward for you. But you got to tell yourself, it's going to work for my good. Because that's what the scriptures say. If I believe that God dwells inside of me and he'll never leave me, he'll never forsake me, he got his spirit inside of me that's going to teach me all things and going to remind me of what he taught me, and he said he ain't going to forsake me, I got to know somebody that love me that much to want to be with me all the time. Come on, somebody. He can't do nothing but reward me. He can't do nothing but elevate me. He can't do nothing but lift me up. He can't do nothing but use me as a testimony because I trusted his spirit. I trusted what he said. I trusted what he did because he trusted me. He trusted me with trouble, guys. He trusted me with sickness, guys. He done trusted us with so much stuff. He done trusted us, but he didn't never leave us. That's what you got to tell yourself. God never left me. I may have tried to leave him because I didn't understand it. I didn't want to go through it. I didn't want to face it. I just didn't want to do it. I want to do me, so I want to leave him. But you know what? I had to come back to him because he's the one that holds my future. He's the one. You got to tell yourself, where I'm at right now. Where I'm at right now. I'm going through it for God because he's going to reward me. He going to reward me. Yeah, people don't understand it. No, they don't understand because they're not where you are. That's what you got to tell yourself. They're not where I am. They're not trying to get to where I am. I have made a conscious decision that everybody can walk away. Glory to God today. But this relationship that I built with God, nobody's going to take it away. Nobody's going to separate me from it. I'm going to continue. Even when I don't understand God, even when my body tell me I can't, I can open up my mouth and I can ask the Lord, God, give me the strength to keep moving, to keep pushing, to keep persevering. And you know what? Whatever I ask, when I call him, come on, somebody, he always answers. He always answers. I decreed and declared after this last treatment, God, I'm not having no side effect. My body's going to be strengthened. I'm going to continue to move forward and do what I got to do for you. And just that, my body been moving. I've been going. I normally don't work the Friday after I have treatment. I said I'm going to work because I'm trusting what I'm releasing out of my mouth. See, if I don't never say nothing, guys, I won't see nothing. You got to tell your body what it's going to do. I got the Spirit of God inside of my body, and he will do whatever I ask him. So I took authority. I cannot just sit back and let the doctors tell me this is what's going to happen to you after this day, after treatment. This is going to happen. No, I had to take my power and authority back and say, you know what? My body is a temple for God. It's holy and acceptable to God. My body is what God is going to use as a service, guys. This is my service to keep pushing. To keep pushing when the reports say one thing, my mouth got to say something else. I can't just sit back and not do the work that God has called me to do. I had to tell myself when AB came on yesterday morning and said, it's going to work this time. I said, yes, Lord, it's going to work. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be strengthened. I'm going to be able to go through this day and do what it is I want to do this day. See, God said, whatever I desire, come on, somebody, glory to God today. It was my desire to keep moving, to keep pushing, not to lay in a bed all day and think about what they said you're going to go through because it's the third day after your treatment. No, my mouth had to open up and some different words had to come out. I could not get an agreement. And I'm telling you today, don't get an agreement with your situation. You tell yourself, it's going to work this time. I can do it. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to open up my mouth. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to use the word of God. I'm going to use the word of God. God said, above all things, he want us. Come on, somebody. He want us to prosper. He want us to be in good health, even as our soul prosper. And we got to say it too. You got to get in agreement with the word. You got to tell yourself, I shall prosper. I won't be in lack no more. Lack is not a part of my DNA. My father said he want me to prosper. He said, whatever I ask, he going to do it in exceedingly. So he going to exceed my expectation. That's what you got to tell yourself. God going to exceed what I ask for. I am a tither. I'm an offering giver. God said he going to open up some windows for me. I got to tell myself that because I'm lining up with the word, guys. You got to get in agreement with what the words say. No matter how it look today, I got to keep telling it. I got to tell myself every day, you strong, your mind is clear. You are not having fault, brain fault. You can remember because these are the things that they tell you. You can't get in agreement with what people are saying. You got to get in agreement with what the word of God say and tell yourself, it's going to work for me. It's going to work. It's been working. Why, when I get to this point in life, it's going to stop? It stopped because I stopped talking. I stopped talking. I stopped relying on the word of God. I got to rely on the word of God. So this morning, encourage yourself. Tell yourself, I got to rely on the word of God. I got to keep moving. I can't stay right here. If I stay right here in this place right here, where am I going to go? Nowhere. I got to keep moving my feet. I got to keep trusting my feet gonna move. Yeah, they ache, but you know what? I got to keep telling myself, I got to move when they don't want to move. Got to keep moving, guys. You got to keep moving. You can't stay stuck where you are right now. What you're facing right now is temporary. It's a test. It's a test. Can you pass the test? Yes, you can pass the test. Open up your mouth and speak the word of God. That's the answer to the test. You can do it. Tell yourself it's going to work this time. I'm not going to stop talking. I'm not going to stop talking. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop fasting. I'm not going to stop confessing the word of God because everything else can lead me. But if I got his word inside of me, his spirit, he dwells inside of me, what is it that I can't overcome, guys? We are overcomers by what we release out of our mouth. You shall overcome. Tell yourself today, oh, I'm going to overcome this thing. Yeah, I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to get my mind back. I'm going to get my mind back. I'm going to get my joy back. I'm going to get back into the word of God. And I'm going to overcome it because I'm going to believe what I release out of my mouth. Death and life, guys. Where is it? It's in the power of your tongue. If you don't release it off of your tongue, you're giving the enemy power. And I decree and declare today, you will not stop. You will not stop. I take authority today, and I send the enemy on a flight and tell him, you are not stopping. You too far in. Come on, somebody. You too far in to even turn around. You can't see where you started, but you can see where you're going. Glory to God this morning. Father God, I just say thank you this morning, God. I thank you for your spirit of excitement, God. I thank you for your Holy Ghost this morning, God. I thank you for touching our bodies this morning, God, for strengthening us, God. Lord, I decree and declare this morning, God, by your stripes, we, your people, are healed, God. I speak over their life right now. God, I speak over them, God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Whatever sickness, whatever illness, whatever disease, God, may be trying to lurk in their body around them, God, I call them healed, God, because you are Jehovah Rapha, God, and you declare in your word, God, and you are not man, God, and you will not lie, God, that you will take sickness from the midst of us, God. Lord, we are for truth, God, and Lord, you said you would do it, God, and Lord, I know your word, God, glory to God, this morning. It will not return that void, God, and I thank you in advance, God, for healthy people, God. I thank you for your people being healthy, God, being able, God, to tell others, God, about your goodness, God, about your word, God, how you have never failed us, God. Lord, I thank you for the transformation of the mind this morning, God, that we will begin to speak only what we want to see to take place in our life, God. We will believe our words, God. We will not, God, get sidetracked, God, based on what we see, God, or what others are saying, or God, what they're doing, God. But God, our focus is on you, God. Lord, we're going to look to the hills, glory to God, today, because that's where our help comes from, God. All our help comes from you, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for protecting us, God, for protecting our family, God, for protecting our children and our grandchildren, God. I speak over their life, God, that they will have long life, God. Lord, I'm calling them, God, from all corners of the earth, God, that they will come in, God, and do what you have anointed and appointed them to do, God. That the gifts will no longer lay dormant, God. I call the gifts to begin to operate, God, like never before in this ministry, God. Lord, I call the spirit of stagnating, God, to leave this ministry right now, God. I call the one accord anointing right now in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be in unity, God, like never before, God. I thank you, Father, God. Oh, God, that this is our harvest time. I speak it over power of faith today. I speak it in faith, God. I see it, God. I believe it, God. And I know manifestation, God, is now, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we have been faithful. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, God, over the little, God, even the little people, God, they have been faithful, God. So now, God, I call this their time, God, to rise up, God. Rise up and allow people to see, God. Oh, God, that you, God, what you have spoken and declared over this ministry, God, it will and it shall manifest, God. I speak strength to Archbishop today, God. I ask you, God, to continue to crown him with your glory, God. God, allow a new oil today, God. Today is a new day, God. I call forth a new oil today, God, to flow from his head today, God. To flow down right now, God. I decree and declare today in the name of Jesus, God, by the power and the authority of you, God, no weapon that's formed against this man of God shall ever prosper, God. Lord, I decree and declare right now, any weight that's on him right now, I call it to be released right now in the name of Jesus, God, that his arms, God, oh, God, they are strengthened, God. Continue to hold him up, God, as you give the torch, God, to continue to carry us through, God. Continue to teach us the word of God, God. Continue to show us the deep secrets of your word, God. Lord, I thank you today, God. Oh, I thank you for this ministry, God. I thank you for your people, God. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of perseverance, God, that we will persevere and we will know, God, it will work. It's going to work, God. Oh, all the prayers, God. Lord, we pray men of prayers on this line, God. And we see manifestation, God. And we shall continue to see the manifestation, God. I thank you for the business owners, God. I call a new mindset, God. New mindset, God. I call for new business owners, God, to come into this ministry, God, and be a part of what you're doing, God. I pray for the marriage ministry now. I pray, God, that you will continue. God, give us insight on a greater level than ever before, God. Oh, God, give us peace. Oh, as we begin to teach others, God, about standing, God, on your word, God, believing your word, God, knowing that your word, oh, it won't fail us, God. Lord, I call this day right here, God, the best day of the life of your people, God. Your people will see what they say, God. They will see that, God, it's going to work. It's going to work, God. Oh, glory to God this morning. I'm excited about you, God. I'm excited about your work that you're doing, God. I'm excited about how you're healing and delivering and setting us free, God. I'm excited, God, because your word, God. Oh, God, it's your word that we can rely on, God. It's your word that has done so many miracles, God. It's your word, God, that has showed us, God, that signs, miracles, and wonder will follow those that believe, God. We are true believers of you, God. And I thank you today, God. Lord, I believe and receive this morning. Glory to God this morning. I believe and receive this morning, God. Oh, Lord, I believe and receive your word this morning, God, that it will work this time, God. It will work, God. Elevation, I speak over this prayer line today. Elevation, 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 elevation. Receive the elevation that God is releasing this morning. He's releasing a new spirit of elevation. But you got to be to the place that, God, I want the elevation, God. Even as I go through, come on, somebody. Even as God take me through, God. Because what he's taking you through is going to cause you to elevate. But you got to be willing to say, God, I'll do it. You got to be willing to say, I'll do it this morning. He's releasing a spirit of elevation. He's releasing a spirit of elevation. I'm not telling you that this elevation is going to be something that you just grab. Come on, somebody. I'm not telling you that it's going to be something that you just grab. You got to show God that I'm in it. I'm in it, God. I'm in it. Whatever you take me through, I'm in it because I know the elevation is coming. Are you ready for the elevation? Your mindset got to transform this morning in order to get this elevation. You got to have the mindset of Christ that whatever he say do, I'm going to do it. Wherever he say go, I'm going to go. Wherever he release on me that I got to carry, whether it's a heavy load or not, I got to be willing to carry it. Back to you got to be willing to carry it. Are you willing to carry it today to get this elevation? Because there's a release this morning. There's a release this morning, guys. There's a release of elevation this morning. But I need some people that are really sold out, praise the Lord of hosts, to receive this elevation. Because some people ain't going to understand if you say yes, what you got to go through. They're not going to understand it. But you know it's for my glory. It's for my glory. It's for my glory, praise the Lord of hosts. It's for my glory. It's for my glory, says the Lord of hosts. But you got to be willing to accept what I release to you. But it's going to bring elevation. This is a promise from God. It's going to bring elevation. Some of you have been stagnated. You have been in a stuck place. You hear me talking. You hear me talking, but you won't release. You won't release what I'm telling you to release. You won't do what I'm telling you to do. You say, I don't know if it's you, God. Today, I brought you your answer. I brought you your answer today. It is God. It is God. You know his voice. You know his voice. You know his voice. You know his voice. Do what God is asking you to do. Release. Do what God is asking you to do. This is something that you're desiring. You're divine. You're designed elevation, but you know what? Elevation takes something. It comes with something. It comes with something. You're going to have to persevere through some stuff. You're going to have to push through some stuff. It's going to be some nights that you're going to cry. You're going to be up night, but you got to know this is all part of the plan. Come on, somebody. That plan that I told you about that's going to give you a hope in a future, this is all going in with your elevation. It's going in with your elevation. You can't stay in the same place forever. You can't stay in the same place forever. There's some gifts inside of you. God said they've been laying dormant. They ain't operating the way he needed them to operate. You're too quiet in this season. You're too quiet. You got to open up your mouth. You got to open up your mouth. You can't allow the enemy to trick you and tell you you can't do it. I came today to tell you you can do it and it will work. If you want this elevation that God is releasing today, you're going to have to trust him. You're going to have to trust him. You're going to have to trust him this morning. You're going to have to trust God this morning and say, God, I want the elevation and I'm willing to go through. I'm willing to do what you say do. I'm willing to be that vessel that you need. I'm willing to be that giver that you need me to be, to go above and beyond. Even though I don't see it, I'm going to trust your word because I hear you, because I know you hear him. You hear him, but you're in a place of fear. God said, hey, that ain't me. That ain't me. I don't operate in fear. I operate in faith. I operate in faith. If you want this elevation this morning, guys, you're going to have to trust God. You're going to have to trust God. You're going to have to trust God. Tell yourself, after this, I won't be the same, but I got to receive. I got to receive what God is saying. I got to trust the elevation. I got to move. I got to go. I can't stay stuck. I can't stay stuck. I can't stay stuck. Come out of your stuck place, guys. Come out of your stuck place, guys, and trust what you hear. You hear this morning. Tell yourself it's going to work. It's going to work. I won't be fearful. I won't be fearful. I'm going to step out. I'm going to step out and trust the word of God, because this elevation, where God is taking his ministry, we got to elevate, guys. We got to elevate. We can't stay stuck here. There are people out there that's crying out that need what we need. But if we stay stuck and don't receive the elevation, we're causing those people to come in on a slower process than what God needs them to come in. We've been asking God to do stuff quick, fast, and a hurry for us. Don't you think those people are out there crying out that same prayer as well? They need an answer quick, fast, and in a hurry. The answer is in you this morning. Receive the elevation this morning. Receive what God wants to do through you this morning. Receive the elevation. Glory to God this morning. 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 God, let your presence fall this morning like never before. Let your presence fall on the one that's going to obey you this morning, God. Let your presence fall on the ones this morning that's going to obey you. As they receive this fresh anointing of elevation, God, oh, God, just downpour them right now. Let them know that it's you that's coming in on a greater level today. I thank you in advance, God. I thank you in advance, God, for the elevation. I thank you right now for the new mindset, God. I thank you for the new ears, God. I thank you, God, for the new eyes, God, that they're seeing things different, God. I thank you, God, for the new words that come out of their mouth, God. They're only confessing your word, God, because it's your word, God, that won't return that void, God. Lord, they're allowing you to order their steps, God, because your word declares the steps of a good man are ordered by you, God. As they receive this new elevation, God, their steps will change, God. They will no longer, God, go to places, God, oh, God, that does not represent you, God. Their steps are changing, God. They're going to go to places, God, where they're going to see people, God, that need you, God, and they're going to confess your word in their life, God. They're going to help them, God, receive you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, God, and help their life, God, transform, God. Thank you, Father God, this morning, God. Thank you, God, for the impartation today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the impartation, God. We thank you for the new life, God. We thank you right now, God, that we will not, God, lean to our understanding with this new impartation, God. But in all our ways, God, we're going to acknowledge you, God. We're going to lean to you this morning, God. We're going to allow you, God, to just continue to cover us, continue to protect us, God. Continue to be God in our life, God, as we receive, God, this new elevation to this morning. I thank you in advance, God. I thank you in advance for doing it, God. I thank you in advance for doing, God. We shall see, God, people coming in, God, behind this impartation because of the work that we're going to do, God, from this impartation this morning, God. I call chairs filled in both sanctuaries, Columbus and Jeffersonville, God, because of this impartation. Our mouth will no longer be silent, God. We're opening up our mouth. We're compelling them to come in because that's what your word declares, God. That's what this new impartation, God, will cause us to do, God. Oh, elevate, God. Elevate your house, God. Elevate your kingdom, God. God, we praise you this morning, God. Lord, I magnify your name today, God, because you are so worthy. You're so great, God. And we thank you, God, in advance here at Power of Faith for this new thing, God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God today. I hope you are feeling different. I hope you're feeling different. I hope you sincerely receive this elevation because God needs us, God. He needs a body. He needs a body. He needs a voice to be able to speak his word. He's not coming off the throne. He's dwelling in you. He's dwelling in you. He's in you. Listen to what he's saying. Obey the word of God and watch the elevation that God is going to use you to bring into the body of Christ. On behalf of Archbishop Kevin T. Melzer, Lady A, myself, and the Power of Faith family, I want to say thank you for you guys calling in this morning. Love you guys. Go and be great in God. Goodbye.